So this just happened to me about 2 hours ago, so I'm gonna write this out while it's still fresh. About 3 weeks and 1 day ago, there was an unaliving at my uni campus. Apparently, they had jumped from the top floor to the basement area, a lower part of the building that's open to air. Now, I had already woken up that day feeling dread in the air. Ever since I was a little, I felt as if I was connected to spirits and ghosts more than others. But I digress. That's a story from another time. Anyways, last night, or the past 3 hours or so, I decided that I would take some pics of campus when it was dark out. I'm not sure why, but I couldn't and still can't sleep. So I figured as well take some creepy or liminal pics. So I went out and took the pictures. But then I decided to go to this building where the incident happened. As soon as I went down the stairs to the lower area, I immediately felt unsafe and as if I was being watched. Something definitely felt off, so I tried to take some quick shots and just to get out. I took about four pictures on the leftmost side of the area, then moved to the center part. As soon as I raised my phone to take the picture, I hear something behind me, which sounded like a rustling or a small crack. I pause, and I try to filter the sound out by not acknowledging it. Not 1 second later, I hear a tremendous and loud crunch from my left behind me side. I've never been so frozen in fear in my life. I don't even think, and I start walking to the right, as there were stairs there too. I quickly ran up those stairs, then looked back, debating with myself if I should check it out or not. I decided to briefly investigate, so I went near where I thought the sound came from, peered over the railing, and saw nothing. I also felt it important to mention that there is nothing in the basement area that could be capable of making such a noise. I'm back in my dorm now, and out of morbid curiosity, I researched what a body sounds like when it hits the ground. Lo and behold, a loud crunching, popping sound. So yeah, I'm not getting any sleep tonight, and I would definitely never go back to anywhere near that building. What do y'all think it was? Once I was driving downtown Tulsa, heading home around 2-ish at night. I had come to the point where there was no exits for a good ways, with no one on the road but me in another grayish black car. I got to the point where I was going to pass this person eventually. They were all over the road, and they finally got into the right lane, and I passed. It was a strange looking car with black tinted windows and just looked odd for some reason. As I passed, their brights came on, and they continued to stay somewhat close. Then all of a sudden, as I was looking down the road, nothing was behind me. No lights, no car, no nothing. No exits in this stretch of road at all. I cannot believe this car just disappeared after it was literally right in my ass and then vanished. I remember thinking I had literally gone mad for a moment there, but I just continued home. Can visiting graveyards cause a haunting? Are woodlice insects of an omen? Bit of context. For past few years, I've been going to visit local cemeteries. This past year, me and my other half have made it a point to visit new locations. We go to places that have basically been forgotten about to offer company and tidy any mess we find. We always try to respect, but now I'm worried I brought something home. After one of our first trips together, I came back home, and during discussing our day with my big sister, a huge wood lice fell from thin air. Surely it couldn't have been on the ceiling. From this day to now, I've stopped seeing them everywhere I go. I know this sounds crazy, but I feel like I've given myself some sort of curse. Yes, it's natural to see them crawling about graveyards, but I don't think they should follow you. It doesn't matter if I'm in the middle of a jungle city or it's the middle of the day. They'll find a way to make an appearance. They've managed to get into my house, and I see them more and more now. One was crawling towards me last night when the lights were still on. To top it off, my partner has just moved into a homeless accommodation. His house is at the very top of the flat. It's concrete flooring. And can you guess what has already made its first appearance? Is it an omen, and what can we do? Weird, spooky stuff. The last time I've stayed in the flat, I've heard footsteps up the stairs, and then something strange has happened. First was to do with the heating, so that doesn't bother me as much. But the other night I was sitting in the living room, heard footsteps, then watched the carrier bag across from me being crushed as if someone was holding it and squeezing it. I'm used to spooky stuff. I've got my own ghosty friend. She's called Rhonda. Make it less scary. I don't know if she's chucking woodlice at me, but so far she just moves pens and my lighter anytime I need them. It's just really freaking me out. See comments. I've attached a photo that we took. It's blurry, and I'm not claiming it's 100% anything serious. We took this in the graveyard. I was wanting a photo of the trees to try and draw. Hardly a great reference, but we were drunk. Didn't see the pic till the next day, but doesn't it almost look like someone standing, leaning over the wall? That bit of grass is a mass, unmarked burial spot. Came here hoping anyone could share similar experiences or give some insight. I took a trip to stay in a cabin in the middle of the woods, high up in the mountains of the big city of Ranger, Georgia, USA. This neighborhood was 30 minutes up the mountains, away from civilization, and even the cabins were spread far apart. The front deck of the cabin was completely exposed to the woods. So I acknowledged that any animals could stroll along if they pleased. But I stay there for about a week. Me and my boyfriend sat outside on the front deck every night, very late, and at no point felt in danger. It was peaceful with fireflies out and sounds of crickets every night. Until the fifth night, it was eerily dark too. The sun was covered heavily. It was about midnight, and all of a sudden, I didn't feel peace like I did those other nights. The forest went completely quiet, and I felt a horrible sense of dread. I genuinely feared for my life. I sat there in my chair, looking out into the dark forest, trying to rationalize and calm myself down that it was just my mind playing tricks. But all of a sudden, my boyfriend said out loud that he felt unsafe, that when I realized it wasn't just me. We then both heard a blood-curdling scream, and we pulled out a flashlight to see what it was. Turns out it was a gray fox. They make scary screaming sounds. The weird part was that the fox was running, and its ears and tail down like it was scared. This was in June, and I read that foxes scream like that when it's mating season or they're in danger. Their mating season is in winter, and this happened in June. So I do believe this fox was in danger or afraid as well, adding to our fear. The cabin was 3 floors, and we were able to climb out the window and sit on the roof because we wanted to still be outside and relax. Didn't matter how high up, I still felt something truly evil and stayed inside. The only other time I felt something so evil or like someone was watching was when I had a few paranormal experiences at a haunted house. Georgia really doesn't get mountain lions that often. Maybe a bear, but it didn't feel that way at all. It felt unnatural. I recently joined the sub as I have always had interest in the paranormal world. I believe spirits exist, human and inhuman, but what I'm about to say happened with me. June 30th, 2014, in India. My dad had been in the ICU for nearly a month in a semi-conscious, vegetative state owing to tubercular meningitis. It was a private hospital, and so it became very difficult to continue with the treatment for financial reasons. And the doctors there had told us there was no hope either. At that point, we decided to shift him to a renowned government hospital and had to go through a lot of hassles to get him not only admitted to the hospital, but directly into the ICU. So on this very day, we were all set up to move him from the private hospital to the government one. The hospital discharge formalities took several hours, and by the time my dad was put into an ambulance for the shift, it was evening, and it started to pour rain very heavily. My sister and a cousin accompanied my dad in the ambulance, and me, with my uncle, followed them in a car. After traveling for about 45 minutes, there came a junction which usually had heavy traffic jam, and we decided to let the ambulance go in that direction, as cops would let the ambulance pass anyway, and once they get past that signal, it would be a relatively quick drive to the hospital. Me and my uncle took a U-turn to take a different and a slightly longer route, which would have less traffic, so that we could reach the hospital before or at the same time as the ambulance. After taking the U-turn, we continued down the road, and there I saw her, an old lady standing almost at the middle of the road. Skin was as white as paper. She was wearing a white sari and was holding a thick walking stick. It looked more like a branch of a tree, staring in the direction where the ambulance went. She didn't have an umbrella with her, and all the shops were closed because of the rising level of the water in the street. The water had risen to the point where our driver couldn't take his foot off the accelerator, lest the water might seep in through the exhaust. Me and my uncle both saw her, but didn't talk about the experience until a couple days later. My dad had passed away on July 13th. To this day, it still baffles me. What was a lady doing amidst torrential rain in the middle of the road, holding something like a branch of a tree? And I have never ever seen someone having such a pale and white skin. What do y'all think?